Hello, my name is Sochil Dixon. For this Christmas Eve edition of Our Daily Bread, I'll be reading The Power of God's Word. On Christmas Eve, 1968, the Apollo 8 astronauts, Frank Borman, Jim Lovell, and Bill Anders, became the first humans to enter lunar orbit. As they circled the moon 10 times, they shared images of the moon and the Earth. During a live broadcast, they took turns reading from Genesis 1. At the 40th anniversary celebration, Borman said, "We were told that on Christmas Eve, we would have the largest audience that had ever listened to a human voice. And the only instructions that we got from NASA was to do something appropriate." The Bible verses spoken by the Apollo 8 astronauts still plant seeds of truth into the listening hearts of people who hear the historical recording. Through the prophet Isaiah, God says, "Give ear and come to me, listen that you may live." Revealing his free offer of salvation, he invites us to turn from our sin and receive his mercy and forgiveness. He declares the divine authority of his thoughts and his actions, which are too vast for us to truly understand. Still, God gives us opportunity to share his life-transforming words of Scripture, which point to Jesus and affirm that he is responsible for the spiritual growth of his people. The Holy Spirit helps us share the gospel as the Father fulfills all his promises according to his perfect plan and pace. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to 13. "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of briars, the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign that will endure forever." Let's pray. Almighty Creator and Sustainer of the world, please give us opportunities daily to share your wisdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.